westcoastcryptos.com.
Some are saying that a single Bitcoin could be worth $1 million in just a few years.
I believe that.
I'm gonna bet big on that Bitcoin. All my money going in on that Bitcoin. Crypto, we gon' make
it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here is what's happening. A closely followed Bitcoin analyst has revealed he invested in the meme-inspired cryptocurrency Shiba Inu, despite rival meme coin Dogecoin seeing a significant rise after Tesla started accepting it as a payment method for merchandise. The pseudonymous Bitcoin analyst Pintoshi, who has over 460,000 Twitter followers, revealed he bought some SHIB and believes that its risk-reward ratio, which marks the prospective reward an investor can earn for the risk of the investment, justifies the move. Pintoshi noted he will be watching the cryptocurrency's price to see how it develops as we get closer to February, and that he prefers it over its close relative for now. That relative, Doge, pumped after Tesla enabled payments in it for merchandise on its website. As Crypto Globe reported, Tesla's Doge payments feature went live with the company, allowing specific products such as its Cyber Whistle, its Giga Texas Belt Buckle, and its Cyber Quad four-wheeler for kids to be sold using Doge. These items are also priced in Doge, ranging from 12,020 coins for the four-wheeler to 300 Doge for the Cyber Whistle. On Tesla's Dogecoin support page, the firm notes it only accepts Doge as a payment method and that it cannot receive or detect any other digital assets. It asks users to ensure they are using Doge when purchasing. Any other digital assets may result in the assets being lost or destroyed. Next up, El Salvador will send roughly 20 laws to Congress in preparation for launching a Bitcoin bond, the Minister of Finance has confirmed to local news. The country is planning to issue $1 billion in Bitcoin bonds to fund its previously announced Bitcoin City plans. One proposal is to grant residency to Bitcoin holders who settle in the country. In other news, reports emerged this week that the government of El Salvador may be surveilling journalists using the spyware Pegasus. Crypto community members are now criticizing this and other abuses by the government and its president, Nayib Bukele. The El Salvadoran government itself has denied involvement, though many believe it is responsible based on the evidence. During an investigation in September 2021, the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab found that 35 journalists and citizens with 37 mobile devices had been infected by the spyware Pegasus. The spyware was used against several El Salvador news outlets, including Gato Encerrado, La Prensa Grafica, Revista Digital Disruptiva, Diario El Mundo, El Diario de Hoy, and most prominently, El Faro. El Faro said that its staff accounted for 22 of the targeted staff members and that it was under constant surveillance between June 2020 and November 2021. It also said that 226 infections were discovered and that two-thirds of its staff were affected. And the mayor of Rio de Janeiro said Thursday he plans to allocate 1% of Brazil's second most populous city's treasury reserves to cryptocurrencies. Mayor Eduardo Paes said at the Rio Innovation Week, quote, "We are going to launch Crypto Rio and invest 1% of the treasury in cryptocurrency." According to Pedro Paolo, Rio de Janeiro's finance secretary, the city plans to apply discounts to tax payments made with Bitcoin. Quote, "You could take the single quota discount of 7%. It would make 10% if you pay in Bitcoin," Paolo said, adding that the administration needs to study the legal framework. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez also spoke at the event and discussed the challenges in transforming cities into technological hubs. In February, Suarez told CoinDesk he plans to place a portion of Miami's treasury in Bitcoin. And now we cross the eastern border to the home of the Chupacabra as we explore NFTs and the metaverse with Miss Betty Crypto. And did you see a Chupacabra today, Miss Betty?
Hey, Taylor F. It is lovely to hear from you. And I am sorry to say that the local Chupacabra keeps eluding me. Though yesterday I saw some paw prints, and then they were kind of obscured by wild pony prints. So maybe I'm gonna get lucky soon. Now today I would like to talk about China and the metaverse. Metaverse related projects and events have been appearing left, right, and center all over China. However, it's not clear whether these are actually focused on building a metaverse or just a sneaky way for crypto projects to disguise themselves as something else to avoid the wrath of regulators. Because as we've been discussing on this show for quite a while, China will not let you invest in Bitcoin. You have to go out of country, you know, on another exchange to shop. So China's central bank has caught on to this trend of, you know, things happening in the metaverse and is now monitoring the metaverse and NFT space. Guidance or policies from the central bank pretty much look like the current existing policies towards digital currencies, meaning strict regulations with little room for interpretation. Speaking at a financial security summit, the director of the anti-money laundering division at the People's Bank of China mentioned the metaverse and NFTs when discussing the need to strengthen digital transaction monitoring. He also noted the need for regulatory sandboxes, a popular idea, but the one that would be unlikely to give much flexibility for truly decentralized products. And for those of you who do not know what a regulatory sandbox is, it's a way for a small group of people, companies, projects, whatever, to go into this little digital playroom sandbox and create and try out some ideas under safe, you know, overwatch. And then if what they do seems pretty good, then China or whoever's regulating the sandbox might let it become something that people can do. Now, People's Daily did add metaverse to a list of 2021's top 10 trending words on December 8th. Most of the other words were related to social issues like overworked students or young adults not bothering to compete and succeed. Metaverse stood out among the other words as one of the only ones related to technology and innovation, which shows that China is pretty much aware. And other than that, what I would like to say is NFTs are real, cryptos are realer, and you can always catch us on Twitter at Coast Cryptos and on the web at westcoastcryptos.com.
Thank you, Ms. Betty, for another great report exploring NFTs and the metaverse. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for being there. We really appreciate it. And remember, cryptos are real.
Crypto, we gonna make a lot of money. I'm gonna bet big on that Bitcoin. All my money going in on that Bitcoin. Crypto, we gonna make a lot of money. Crypto, we gon' make a lot of money. The only thing I wish I got it at a cheaper price. So precise, focus on my tokens. I said, show you right. That price going up $1,000 overnight. They say that it's about to burst. They say that it's overpriced.
WestCoastCryptos.com.